Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
I'm sure you all remember Jim McDivitt, who was one of the two astronauts in the second Gemini flight, which happened to be the eighth manned space flight. Well, I'm your host, Mario Machado, and the show is News Event, and we're here to discuss the current rash of UFO sightings. Our special guest, now Brigadier General Jim McDivitt, not only was a former astronaut, he also claims to have seen an unidentified flying object. First, welcome here. When was that, General?
It was during the flight of Gemini 4, Mario, in June of 1965.
Could you describe this UFO for us?
Yes, it was a white object. If it had been about that high, it would have been about that big around and had a long white tube sticking out of it.
Any idea what it was?
I tried to take some pictures, but because of the way the camera was set and the way the light was shining on the windshield, we never really got anything back except a couple beautiful sunspots on the window, nothing else.
Yet you still believe that it was a UFO that you saw on that flight in orbit?
Well, it was a UFO. That means unidentified flying object. Whether or not it was light from another planet, I don't really know.
General, let me lay it on the line. Are you saying, do you believe that life exists elsewhere in the universe?
Yes, Mario, I really do. I think it would be very naive and really super egotistical on our part to believe that we're the only form of life in all this vast, vast universe in which we live. There you are.
Thanks. Could you sign it? To my good friend, Peter Brady.
Sure thing.
I'm his brother, Bobby. Make me a good friend, too.
Sure thing, Bobby. I can always use another good friend.
That UFO you saw, were there any people in it?
I'm not really sure. I never got close enough to find out, Bobby.
But there could have been, right?
Oh, yes. Always possible. It's always possible.
That's my theory, too.
Sure.
Thanks, General.
Keep up the good work.
I'll try. Take it easy, Bobby.
Okay.
Wow, I'm not going to wash that hand for a month.
Big deal. You wouldn't wash it anyway. Yeah, you yapping.
No, for real. Listen.
Yeah, I do hear a weird noise.
It sounds like it's coming from outside. It's gone. That couldn't have been an airplane.
Not moving like that. Bobby, you know what we just saw?
Yeah, UFO.
A real live unidentified flying object.
Cindy, grab the two bottom ones. Yeah, somebody almost had applesauce at the lunch.
Boy, you guys should have seen it. It zipped back and forth and then up and down.
And then it just hung there in space.
We saw that UFO as plain as day.
Except it was night. Did you see little green people, too? Well, there had to be somebody inside it.
Well, if I zipped back and forth and up and down and hung there in space, I'd be little green people, too.
It was probably a helicopter you saw.
Without a propeller?
Then I bet it was a blimp. How could it be a blimp? It didn't have any advertising on it.
Hey, Greg.
Good morning.
What'd you do to your lip?
I cut myself shaving. Every time he looks in the mirror, he gets carried away with himself. Very funny. Hey, what's a big discussion?
Peter and I saw a UFO last night.
Don't make me laugh. My lip.
No, we really did see one.
Now, I read in a newspaper where a psychologist thinks seeing UFOs is nothing more than mass hysteria.
This wasn't any mass. It was just me and Bobby.
You don't even have any witnesses to prove that you saw it.
Sure we do. I'm Peter's witness and he's mine.
You ask me, I think they're both nuts.
Well, nobody asked you.
We happen to be good friends of a real astronaut who saw a UFO.
I'll believe UFOs exist when I see one. Or at least a genuine picture one.
Right. Okay. Bye, Alice. Bye. You believe there's UFOs, don't you, Alice?
If I can believe I'm still 28 and weigh 103 pounds, I can believe anything.
Yeah, one of the guys at school here.
Yeah, and zip back and forth and up and down.
And I just hung there.
How's that, Mrs. Brady?
Oh, Alice, the focus is so clear. I can see the fuzz on that peach.
You want to shoot it or shave it?
Let's shoot it.
Okay, fellas, this is a take.
Oh, Alice, now I can't see the grapes.
That better?
No, Alice, now I can't see the oranges.
Why don't we just chop the whole thing up and make fruit salad out of it? Then you could see everything.
Thanks, Alice. Look, I'll fix it myself, okay?
Hi, Mr. Brady.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Annie.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, my, no, please.
You can have the apple back, but I have my teeth back.
She's trying to photograph the fruit for her contest, Mr. Brady.
Oh, I see. Well, if you ask me, your arrangement looks a little, staged and formal.
Well, look, how do you tell a bowl of fruit to relax and look casual? Besides, I don't remember asking you.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, kids, wait a minute, you're eating my picture.
Guys in junior high school would be smarter.
Yeah, the guys in my school probably think the world's still flat.
Hello, boys. Is something wrong?
Yeah, nobody in my school believes I saw a UFO.
They laughed at me in my school.
Well, you boys believe what you want to believe and let them believe what they want to believe.
Mom, you don't understand. Our reputations are at stake. They think we're lying.
Yeah, more than usual.
We need some proof we saw a UFO.
Well, if it shows up again, ask Flash Brady here. She'll take some pictures of it for you.
That's a good idea.
Mom, can we borrow your camera tonight? Maybe it'll show up again.
Oh, all right. But take good care of it, okay?
We'll take super care of it.
We'll camp out in the backyard, and if it shows up, we'll have all the proof we need.
Hold it, fellas. Not so fast about the backyard.
Oh, please, Dad. We sleep in our sleeping bags when we go camping.
Yeah, and this is right in our own backyard. Please?
Well, okay. You can camp out, but on two conditions.
Two conditions?
Right. One, you promise to get some sleep because tonight's a school night. And two, when a UFO lands, don't wake us up in the middle of the night to go out and greet him.
Okay. You sure you know how to work that thing?
Yeah, Mom showed me.
You got any film in it?
Of course.
It's pretty dark out here. You got the right opening on it?
It's opened all the way.
Remember the lens cap. Don't forget about that.
Bobby, I took off the lens cap. Now it's all set. Now, once you get to sleep, and I'll take the first watch.
How do you expect me to sleep at a time like this?
Okay, then you watch the east, and I'll watch the west.
Good idea. Which way's east?
Over there.
Hey, did the UFO land yet?
No, do you see one?
Oh, well, we thought that maybe you hid it in your sleeping bags.
Look, if you just came out here to make jokes, you can leave.
Yeah.
Well, we believe in flying objects, Peter.
It's just that flying objects don't believe in us.
Listen, if you guys aren't out of here in 3 seconds, you're both gonna be flying objects.
Ooh, quiver.
Quake, quake.
Blast off.
Getting pretty late.
Yeah. UFOs are sure undependable.
The UFO! It's back! wish it'd stand still.
Greg, what are you doing with that flashlight?
Oh, we're scaring a cat off the back fence.
Hey, it's gone.
Just disappeared into nothing.
I don't see any cat.
Well, of course not. I scared it away. What are you doing here?
You wanted to borrow my thermos for your fishing trip.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Keep looking. That UFO might come back.
So you're the UFO. Isn't that kind of a dirty trick?
I was just getting even with those two creeps for telling Mom and Dad I got home late Saturday night.
Well, it's still a dirty trick. But I love it because they squealed on me last week, too. How does it work?
Let me show you. I strung up a piece of fishing line over the arbor between those trees. Then I hit a clear plastic curtain behind one of the trees. I use this cord to pull it out. Then I just flash this red light on it, blow this whistle, and presto, instant UFO.
Greg, you're a genius. Can I try it?
Okay. Hold it steady.
Okay. Like that?
Yeah, don't hit the trees.
Okay.
What? Boy, are these gonna be great pictures.
Yeah, wait till the guys at school see them.
Wait till the world sees them. We'll be famous.
Take pictures!
You want to see your 12 kids?
12? How'd we get 12?
I double exposed the negative. Look.
Come in.
Dad, we saw it again.
The UFO was here.
And this time we got proof on film.
Oh, boys. You really think you saw something?
Honest, Dad.
Double honest. Mom, will you develop the film for us?
Sure, first thing in the morning.
What do you mean now?
Oh, honey, it's late and everything's put away in the morning.
But the morning's a long way off.
We'll toss and turn all night. We won't get any sleep.
We'll risk it. Hit the sack. Good night, boys. Sleep well.
Mike, what do you suppose they really saw?
It's me.
Do you think there are UFOs?
Well, anything's possible.
One small step for spacemen, one giant step for Kaplushians. Come on, honey. Look, Herlo, space creature.
Strange looking.
Huh. Round head. Weird white color. Huh. Are you friend or enemy?
Oh, I'm a friend. Welcome to Earth.
Earth? Is that what they call this planet?
Uh-huh. Where are you from?
Oh, we're from Kaplutus.
Kaplutus? Where's that?
Everybody knows where Kaplutus is. It's between Selma and Varda.
Are all Kaplutians your size?
No.
Are all Earth people your size?
Oh, no. Here on Earth, I'm very small.
On Kaplutus, we're very big.
Hey, can I take a picture of you so that I can prove you are here?
Sure.
My hair must look a mess after that 10 billion mile trip.
Smile.
Honey, why don't we take this strange-looking creature back home with us to prove there's life on other planets?
A good idea, darling.
How would you like to come to our planet and visit civilization?
Boy, would I! How long would it take?
Oh, short time. I'll have you back in 3,000 years.
3,000 years?
Only 10 minutes your time, honey.
Wow! Then I'm going on a flying saucer. Bye. Going on a flying saucer. A flying saucer. Going on a flying saucer.
Bobby, wake up.
Huh?
You were dreaming about a trip on a flying saucer.
Yeah. And I was going to be a basketball star on Caplutus.
Hurry up, Mom. The world's waiting to see our pictures.
Will you relax, Peter? These prints take a long time.
Hey, Pete, what if Mom ruins them?
She won't ruin them, will you?
Remember, she's an amateur. Maybe we should have taken him to a professional.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'm overwhelmed by your underconfidence. Anybody for more flapjacks? Hat off the griddle and still flapping?
Mm. Oh, me, Alice,
me
please.
Too.
No thanks, I gotta get going.
Same here.
Aren't you two gonna stick around and see how Peter and Bobby's UFO pictures turned out?
No. In their case, I think UFO means undoubtedly flipped out.
Hey, Alice, if any space creatures do show up, give them some flapjacks and tell them to stick around a while.
Do you think Peter and Bobby really did see a UFO?
I think they saw something shaped like a cigar.
Look at this!
Ooh,
we got him! Look at a real UFO!
In the flesh!
Alice, look, there really is something on that film.
Look, right there!
That sort of blob.
That really does look like a UFO.
It looks so tiny.
What do you mean, tiny? That's your average size UFO.
That's a UFO, all right.
Sure. We better call the newspapers.
And tell them we've identified an unidentified flying object.
Hey, hold it, boys. Hold it. You're not going anywhere until your father gets home from work and takes a look at those pictures. Well, Mike, what do you think?
Well, I've come to a conclusion.
And?
They're either UFOs or they're not UFOs. How's that for a definite maybe?
Even your maybe doesn't sound very definite.
I've never seen very many UFOs.
Well, what do you think we ought to do?
Pass the buck to somebody who should know more about it than we do. Operator, could you give me the number, please, for Carter Air Force Base?
Mrs. Brady, please. I'm Captain McCartney. Are
you selling tickets to the policeman's ball, or is this a bust?
I'm here to investigate an alleged sighting of an alleged UFO.
Oh, that. Come in, please. I thought Mr. Brady reported that to the Air Force.
He did, but the Air Force stuck the police department with it. You see, the Air Force refuses to keep investigating things that don't exist. And I share their opinion.
Then how come you're here investigating something that doesn't exist?
Because I only have 2 more years to go for my pension.
Oh. This way, please.
You say these photos are genuine, Mr. Brady?
Yes, that's right, Captain.
I took them myself.
With Mom's camera.
And I developed them, Captain.
Well, these could be anything. Weather balloon. Reflection. Swamp gas.
We don't have a swamp in our backyard.
Well, whatever it is, it's definitely not a UFO.
How can you be so certain, Ken?
Because there are no UFOs, Mr. Brady. I've investigated hundreds of sightings of UFOs and the little green people. And you'd be amazed how many of them stagger into the station on Saturday night.
What's going on?
Oh, Captain McCartney is here to investigate the UFO pictures that Peter took.
Oh, no.
Dad, I have to talk to you.
Later.
It's urgent, Dad.
Later, Greg.
It's really urgent. I can't wait.
Excuse me, Captain.
Excuse us, Captain. Use this cord to pull out the plastic curtain. And then get this flashlight and this whistle. Flash it on the screen. There's your UFO.
Well, I think we've wasted enough time on this UFO nonsense, Mrs. Brady. Good night, and... What's that?
Our UFO!
It's back!
What do you say now, Captain?
I actually saw him. Hey, where's the phone? I gotta report this.
Captain, maybe you can wait.
Nonsense, young lady. Sergeant? Captain McCartney, I want to report a UFO. Alert the Air Defense Command immediately.
Hey, it's gone again.
Don't argue with me, Sarge. Don't you think I know a UFO? I saw it with my own eyes. Oh, son, you with the camera. Get a picture of me reporting this.
Sure. I'm really sorry about the whole thing, Dad.
It was a pretty silly thing to do.
I never thought I'd get this out of hand. I guess I got some explaining to do.
Mm-hmm. Not only to me.
Yeah. I wonder what Captain McCartney's gonna say.
No, I know it was a hoax. There's no such thing as UFOs. They're all fakes and phonies, and I never did...
You reported it to your office, Ken.
I'll keep my mouth shut if you keep your mouth shut.
It's a deal. I won't tell anyone about your phone call to the sergeant if you won't tell anyone about my UFO.
Deal.
I hope you realize how your joke nearly snowballed into an avalanche.
I sure do, Mom. Now I gotta figure out a way to make it up to Peter and Bobby. They're really down on me.
Well, Greg, you'll have plenty of time to think about it because you just lost the car for this weekend.
This weekend's my big fishing trip, Dad.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to tell the fish that you were grounded.
Grounded? All the guys are expecting to meet me up there.
Sorry, Greg. No car.
How am I going to get there without a car?
Well, I guess you'll just have to hitch a ride on a UFO.